देवाया। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। श्रीगोपा ऊचुः राम राम महाबाहो कृष्णदुष्टनिबर्हण येषा वै बाधते क्षुन्नः तत्शान्तिं कर्तुमर्हतः। श्रीगोपा ऊचुः राम राम महाबाहो कृष्णदुष्टनिबर्हण येषा वै बाधते क्षुन्नः तच्छान्तिं कर्तुमर्हतः। श्रीगोपा ऊचुः राम राम महाबाहो कृष्णदुष्टनिबर्हण येषा वै बाधते क्षुन्नः तच्छान्तिं कर्तुमर्हतः। वै बाधते क्षुन्नः तच्छान्तिं कर्तुमर्हतः। ऊचुः वैष्णवीस श्रीगोपाः ऊचुः राम राम महाबाहो कृष्णदुष्टनिबर्हण येषा वै बाधते क्षुन्नः
राम राम महाबाहो कृष्णदुष्टनिबर्हण
येषा वै बाधते क्षुण्णः शान्तिं कर्तुम् श्रीगोपा ऊचुः राम राम महाबाहो तेषा वै बाधते श्री गोपा ऊचुः. द कवर्ड बॉयस सेड राम राम ओ लॉर्ड रामा महाबाहो ओ माइटी आर्म द वन कृष्ण ओ लॉर्ड कृष्ण दुष्ट ऑफ द विकेड निबर्हण ओ डिस्ट्रॉयर एषा दिस बाय इंडीड बाधते इज कॉसिंग डिस्ट्रेस क्षुत हंगर नह टू अस तत् शांति इट्स काउंट्रैक्शन कर्तुम अर्हतः यू ऑट टू डू Translation and purport. This is Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The covered boy said, O Rama Rama, mighty armed one, O Krishna, chastiser of the wicked, we are being harassed by hunger and you should do something about it. Purport. The covered boy jokingly implied that since Sri Krishna is the subduer of all bad things, the Lord should subdue their hunger by arranging for them to eat. In this statement by the covered boys, we observe the intimate loving friendship they enjoyed with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Tamirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादा सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. श्री गोपा ऊचुः राम राम महाबाहु कृष्ण दुष्ट निबर्हण एषा वै बाधते क्षुण्णस्तच्चान्त ಭಕ್ತಿಂ ಕರ್ತುಂ ಅರ್ಹತಃ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಸೀಕ್ ಮೈ ಸೀಕ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ವೈಷ್ಣವಸ್, ಸೊ ಐ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಮೀ, ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈ ಮೀ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್. ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ 10th ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಕ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ಜುವೆಲ್ ಅಮಂಗ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ದ ಸ್ಮೈಲಿಂಗ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಟನ್ಲಿ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಇನ್ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಮೈ ಸರ್. ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಐ ಹವ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೆನಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಪೈರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಟ್, ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಅಂಡ್ ಶೇರ್ ಅ ಫ್ಯೂ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಚಂದ್ರಮಣಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡೆಡ್ ಯೆಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ, ದರ್ ವಿ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಕವರ್ಡ್ ಬಾಯ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಪರೋಪಕಾರ್, ದ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟುಕ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಟ್ರೀ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಹೌ ದ ಟ್ರೀ ಇಸ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ giving shade and giving bark and giving fruits and flowers and leaves and firewood and shelter from the winter cold, shelter from the heat of the sun and everything. Even if you throw a stone into a mango tree, the mango tree throws some 4 mangoes down. So you may hurt a tree, but the tree benefits you still. So Krishna used the example of a tree to teach on one hand the culture amongst human beings to always live for serving others, not live for oneself. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, those people in this world who live for their own selfish purposes are called as living dead. But those who die for others, they are said to be living forever. So if somebody wants to live forever, then they should always live for others. So how to live for others? Some people become social welfare workers, some people become freedom fighters, some people become saviors of people from diseases, leprosy and all that. So different people try to serve the general masses in various ways. With whatever best of discretion they may have in understanding what they consider to be best service to the other living beings, they try to do. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about anudita viveka and udita viveka. The best of the anudita viveka are the brahmanas, he says, those who may follow the life of goodness, but actually those who have not come to the understanding of the personality of Godhead and surrender to him, they are called as anudita viveka. That means the viveka has not yet become awakened. But when the viveka becomes awakened, then one follows the path of Vaishnava culture, which is udita viveka. Then the paropakar is done in a holistic way for body, mind, soul. It is not done only for the body or only for the soul. Even in the pages of Bhagavatam, you will find examples of Ranti Dev, examples where it is said, even the creatures like the mice, or the cat, or the dog, or the horse, or the donkey, or the bull, or cow, camels, they are also our brothers and sisters, and they have to be cared for also. Because ultimately everything is given by Krishna for everyone. So, like you will find in the Govardhan Leela also, when Krishna lifted the Govardhan, and later on he told, distribute the prasadam to even chandalas, even dogs, to everybody. So the spiritual program includes the material program. Or in other words, the material program follows spiritual program like a shadow. You can say. Shadow can never be cut from you. It follows you. So, material well-being follows spiritual well-being automatically. So, the ultimate paropakar is spiritual well-being, which if done well, will also take care of the material paropakar also. But if someone tries to do material paropakar independent of spiritual well-being, then that would be incomplete and ultimately futile. Like you see, we are all part and parcels of Krishna, energy of Krishna. Only energetic can enjoy the energy. One energy cannot enjoy another energy. And if energy thinks I can enjoy energy, that is called illusion. Energetic only can enjoy energy. Like if this hand has laddu, this hand has Mysore Pak, they cannot serve each other. Part and parcel cannot serve each other. Part has to serve the whole. Through the whole only it can take care of the part and parcel. So, in this way, the Parapakara Krishna is talking about ultimately is Krishna consciousness actually. And when one comes to the Krishna consciousness, then one can be like a tree. I was hearing a short story that a tree, once a large banyan tree was giving shade to any passerby. So there was one passerby who due to very high heat of the sun, he came and took shelter of the tree. He was relaxing and he was feeling very nice. And a dog also came after some time and tried to come to the shade of the tree. So this fellow thought, let me drive away the dog. He took a stone and tried to throw the stone and drive away the dog. So the tree told him, what makes you drive away that poor creature? You are not giving shade to the dog, I am giving. So my shade is for you and for the dog also. It's for everybody. So, in this way, God's creation is actually made for everybody. Recently I was hearing a very interesting morning walk by Srila Prabhupada. Very interesting morning walk. And such amazing arguments that disciples are making by taking a devil's advocate. And Prabhupada is smashing all arguments to dust. So, first the disciples are saying, and Prabhupada is saying, everyone in this world is throbbing. Like Chatpata says, if you take fish and throw it on the sand, how the fish will throb. Like that everybody is throbbing. See, the newspapers are full of so many negative news. So many murders, so many this, so many that, Prabhupada is saying. How the world is suffering. And then Prabhupada is saying, look at us, we devotees, how happy we live. We are very peaceful. We are joyful in Krishna shelter. So, the disciple is saying, but Swamiji, they are saying that they work and we live at their cost. They earn money and we take money from them and we are enjoying. Then Prabhupada says, no, no, we are not taking money from you for our enjoyment. You see, you are using money for bad purposes, for drinking, smoking and all these things. So we are taking away that money so that you will not misuse the money and glide down to hell. So we are actually saving you. It's our humbleness to save you. He says like that. And then he's saying, but still they say that, you know, we are working hard and you guys are like parasites. And Prabhupada says, keep your money with you. I don't need your money. Prabhupada says. And then Prabhupada says, in the Western world, I didn't take only money. We give books to people back. Why we give books? Because they will criticize that we are only collecting funds. So we give in return also as a reciprocation. And then Prabhupada says, okay, you say it is your money, but what is the standard of money? The standard of money is gold. And then he is asking, so gold belongs to whom? You didn't create gold. Just like America didn't belong to Americans, it earlier belonged to Red Indians. Later Europeans entered into West, and then they, just few hundred years ago, is it not true? Similarly, gold also didn't belong to you. You have taken gold from God. Then the disciple is asking, what does God need gold for? What is he going to do with that? He is in heaven, you know, he says. And Prabhupada is asking, if Jamindar is away, you can steal his money. If your master is away, you can loot his property. The property is owned by the master. And then he is arguing that in Bible it is said, all the things that are created in this world are actually created for man's purpose. Only for man to use. And in fact, he is supposed to have dominion over animals also. Like that is mentioned in Bible, control over animals. So, and then Prabhupada is saying that control over animals doesn't mean slaughtering them in slaughterhouses. Controlling animals means engaging the bulls for tilling the land, engaging horses for horse carriage, things like that. And then he says that actually you are not entitled to God's property unless you are an obedient son of God. The property of the father is inherited by whom? By obedient children. Is it not true? Then they get the property. So, and then Prabhupada says, and who are the obedient children of God? The devotees of God. So that is why the whole world belongs to devotees only. So devotees are actually reclaiming what belongs to God and them. So this point comes in Prithu Maharaj's section. You will find Prithu Maharaj is telling the Kumaras that actually I am not giving you charity. I am actually giving what belongs to you and then taking what I need from you. It actually belongs to you. Because the wealth of the devotees is only meant for Paropakar, for no other purpose. In fact, whatever devotees take for their personal needs is very minimal. Very little, paltry amount. Even the wealthiest of the devotees, you find many times, they will just sleep in one corner. They will take little prasad and they are very jolly. And they use everything in Krishna's service. So, in this way, pranair, arthair, diya, vacha, shreya, acharanam, sada. Very beautifully, Krishna brings out the importance of reaching out this Krishna consciousness to others. This and the next chapter is beginning here, Brahmana's wives blessed. This very first verse, see the word Rama, Rama is used. O Balaram, Mahabaho, O mighty armed. And Krishna, who is destroyer of the demons. Now in our stomach a demon has entered. Who is that? Hunger. So destroy the demon of hunger in our bellies. They are saying like this. So, Rama, Rama, twice they are calling, which means when the word is used twice, it is excitement. So, they are addressing Balaram and Krishna like this and asking, Krishna, please destroy our hunger. Dushta means wicked, Nibarana means destroyer. Krishna is destroyer of the evil. Wherever there is any amangalata, Krishna destroys it. It's called as Sarva Amangala Hare Iti Hari. One definition of Lord Hari is, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, there are Duyi Mukhyatam, two important meanings of Hari. One of them he says this, Lord Krishna destroys all amangalata, just like the Surya destroys the urine and stool all around the world. Wherever Krishna comes, immediately the inauspiciousness is driven out. Like Prabhupada says, when there is Maya Radhikar, there is Krishna Radhikar. And there is a constant struggle in our lives to remove the Maya Sadhikar and bring in Krishna Sadhikar. To remove darkness and bring light. And as soon as Krishna comes, immediately all the inauspiciousness is driven out. And that is why there is a constant endeavor in the life of a devotee to bring Krishna more. Like you will see, when Krishna entered Aghasura's mouth, when he entered, Aghasura's mouth was giving out a fishy smell. But when Krishna entered Aghasura's mouth, it became fragrant. Yeah, it was rendered fragrant. Of course, generally, you see, here Prabhupada writes, here that intimate loving friendship Krishna's friends enjoyed with him. So because of this, Krishna would not reveal his supremacy to his friends. Because the moment Krishna would reveal supremacy finished, immediately the friends would, you know, naturally go into a respectful mode. Reverential admiration would come. So he won't reveal. Like you see, when they were making this pictures for the Vedic planetarium, they found out that Lakshmi also has four hands in the spiritual world. All the Lakshmi forms. Only in many of our books, Lakshmi has only two hands. So they had to attach two more hands, actually, after that. So you will find the pictures they made in the Vaikuntha. Any of you might have seen the pictures of Ashtalakshmi. They are all having four hands. So Lakshmi also has four hands. Vishnu also equal. Both have four hands. You'll find like all the Vishnu Dutas also have four hands in the spiritual world. So there is a lot of reverence in the Vaikuntha, if you see like that. And Prabhupada explains in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita why Vishwarupa is called as Durdarsham. And 200 form of Krishna is called as Sudurdarsham. You know, when I first read it, I thought there is a mistake or something. It should be opposite. Because I thought Vishwarupa is more rare and Krishna form is more easy. But Prabhupada says that Krishna form is far more rare than the Vishwarupa also. And what is the reason for this? When anybody sees Vishwarupa Darshan, you know, they will be really able to develop that respect and reverence. Like we went to this Negadi Krishna Mandir. As soon as Radhana Swami Maharaj had come, the evening, as soon as the aarti was open, like that they were making sound, that is Vishwarupa Darshan they call it, that evening darshan. There is a lot of reverence, a lot of people crowding around, you know, praying. So then I asked the Maharaj, may not like this so much, I thought, can we go for circumambulating? Maharaj said, no, stand. Occasionally this is also good. You know, he said, now let us stand and pray for some time. This is another kind of, mood. He said, we have only heard Govinda Madhipurusham in the morning. So, in this way, the Vishwarupa is very huge form, but which one cannot serve intimately. So Krishna comes in 200 form, very easily accessible, but inside the 200 form, 400 form is there and Vishwarupa is there, everything is there. You find Krishna releasing his two extra hands when he is taking care of Rukmini, when Rukmini faints down, immediately two extra hands come from Krishna. When Krishna wants to stop Bhima from attacking Ashwatthama, Krishna shows four hands, you find. Many places Krishna shows four hands. You'll find even this Muchukunda, the gufa, Krishna has four hands there actually. You'll find. So Krishna generally has two hands in Vrindavan when he deals with his intimate friends like covered boys. If he has two extra hands, they can't deal with him intimately. Always they'll be seeing the two extra hands. Is it not true? So, but when he, at other occasions, you find Krishna showing four hands. Which means the 400 form of Vishnu is inbuilt in Krishna. It's already there. Similarly, Prabhupada says, the Vishwarupa Darshan also comes from whom? Krishna only. That means Krishna is the source of Vishwarupa Darshan. Krishna is the source of 400 forms. You will never hear one Vishnu multiplying into thousands of Krishnas. Nowhere. But one Krishna multiplying into thousands of Vishnu forms, that you will hear in many places. Which means Krishna is the source of all the Vishnu forms. So, and when Krishna is in Vrindavan with covered boys, with Yashoda, he shows his very intimate mood. And he is a destroyer of the evil, destroyer of the demons. And Krishna's whole body is Madhuram, because of which anywhere he enters, that place becomes fragrant. You know, he just, with two lips, he sucked the milk from Putana's breast, and the result was that the whole big Rakshasi's 12 miles body was rendered fragrant. when the body was cut by the Vrajabasis and burnt, at that time the smell, the fragrant smell that was coming created great amazement in Vrajabasis. Why it was rendered fragrant? Because of Krishna touch. As soon as there is Krishna touch, anything becomes very fragrant. Like O'Donnell touch. In a lavatory, makes the lavatory. O'Donnell also kneel. So when kneel Krishna, touch. Immediately things are rendered fragrant. I told you about Aghasura, isn't it? And Krishna entered Aghasura's mouth. Actually, Aghasura pastime is very special. Why? Krishna generally doesn't, you know, show big forms like, you know, Vamana Dev or Narsingha Dev and all. But inside Aghasura's mouth, he expanded his form. Now somebody may say, in Vrindavan, Krishna doesn't use weapons. He doesn't expand his body into huge size. Then why did he expand in Aghasura's mouth? That is the reason, because all covered boys had already fainted. So nobody was watching him. He had no worry to expand. When their eyes are open, he cannot expand. When their eyes are closed, he can expand, because after he expanded and choked the throat of Aghasura, and Aghasura perished, he died. Then Krishna again became small and he glanced upon the covered boys. And they all got up and they all came out. And Aghasura's body dried up. It became somewhat like Disney World, SL World. We have toys like that. So it remained for all time. So the covered boys can go and play there. But one special difference was, earlier there was a fishy smell. Now there was fragrant smell because of Krishna entering Aghasura's mouth. You see. In this way, see, one thing is we are talking about the fragrance part. Another thing, as soon as there is a Krishna touch, all the amangalata or anartha, that is destroyed. As sadhakas, we struggle with anarthas because Krishna has not come in our heart fully. When Krishna comes in, there is no place for anarthas. It will be driven out. There is one in Krishna book you will read. When the mountain women were passing by in the jungle, they saw Krishna, Balaram and covered boys, and calves and cows beautifully moving for the gochara and leela. Barha pitam natavaravapu karnayor karnikaram vibratvasakkanaka kapisham vaijayantim chamalam randran venuradara sudaya purayan gopavrindair Vrindaranyam Svapada Ramanam Pravisha Gita Kirtihi. Surrounded by his covered boy friends, Krishna, playing on his flute, returns in the evening with his cows and calves, and it's a very beautiful sight to see for everybody. In fact, while going in the morning also, it's a very great sight to see, and in the evening when he returns also. So it is said, the mountain men and mountain women, they were very lusty. Their hearts were filled with lust. But when Krishna passed by, they took the dust particles of Krishna's feet and applied it in their hearts, and their hearts' lust was destroyed, it is said. So this is actually Krishna touch. When Krishna touch comes, then the vritti in the senses for sense gratification goes away. That verse, Tunde Tandavani Ratim Vitanute, this verse was written by Rupa Goswami Pada. But it is a verse told by Srimati Radharani to Vishakasakhi. She is telling, hey Vishakhe, when I hear these two words, Krishna, two syllables, when I utter it with my tongue, how many varieties of nectar are there in these two syllables? Not just one type of amrit, varieties of amrit. Because Dasaras is one type of rasa. Sakyaras is another type. Madhurya is yet another. There are multiple types of amritam in Krishna Naam. And when it enters my ears, enters my heart, and conquers my heart, all the vritti for sense gratification in my senses goes away. The senses lose their tendency for sense gratification. Why so? because Krishna has stolen away my heart. It is not with me, then how can I plan for sense gratification? There is no possibility. Krishna steals away the heart. You see, when Krishna and covered boys in the morning, when they come out of the homes, everybody wants to come and see. Some gopi is near a well drawing water, she is watching. Some gopi is tending to the needs of her child and watching this. And many covered men come to watch, Yashoda comes to watch. Yashoda is giving direction to all the boys like Balaram and Vrishabha and Bhadra. They are all elder covered boys to Krishna. She is telling them, hey, you are all elderly boys. Please take good care of Krishna. Anytime Kamsas, demons may come. And it is a duty to protect this boy. And this Krishna, you know, despite our telling him so many good lessons, he doesn't pay any heed. But he may hear you because you are with him always. Please take care. That's why Balaram puts his hand on Krishna's shoulder, telling Mother Yashoda that, don't worry, Maya, I am in control of Krishna. And some other Vaishnavas say, when Balaram keeps his hand on Krishna's shoulder, that means Balaram has to rest on Krishna's shoulder. They say like, that's another meaning. But here the actual meaning is, Balaram is in control of Krishna. She is telling Raktak, Patrak, Chitrak and all of them, hey, you take this jeweled jar of rose-scented waters for Krishna. Even if he is not thirsty, you should feed him this water. He will not ask you, he will go on playing. Similarly, when lunchtime comes, she gives rava laddu and everything, you know, in a basket to another boy, younger boy. You carry this. And even if he is not hungry, you should feed him. Because Krishna doesn't know, you know, hunger when he goes to play. He forgets. Similarly, she called all the equal friends of Krishna, Sri Dama, Sudama, Madhumangal, and she sort of admonished them. She said, hey boys, I heard that you all glide down from the Govardhan Parvat, and I can see some scratches on Krishna's body. What kind of game is this? You have no other games to play? And then she said, if I ever see scratches on Krishna's body, I will never let him come with all of you. And then she says, and she is telling Balaram again, you see, she is calling Krishna as a rowdy. I have to find out what is the Sanskrit word. This is from Krishna Bhavanamritam by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. She is calling, although Krishna has a very tender body like butter, yet he is the leader of the rowdies, she is saying. He is so dashing and so dynamic amongst his friends that even I cannot control him, Balaram. You control him. So that is why Balaram is Mahabaho. He controls Krishna also. So in this way, when Krishna, Balaram, covered boys, they all go for herding the cows and calves in the morning. It's a very beautiful sight to see. Like sun and moon risen together, the two brothers. So at that time, there was one gopi inside her house. She wanted to come out and see. Sometimes the gopis were not allowed by their brothers or fathers to come out and see Krishna Balaram, you know, going for cowherding. She could not come. So naturally she was seeing through the slit in the door. You know, sometimes when you close the door also there is a small slit. So she was trying to see through the slit as much as she could see, watching from inside. Of course Krishna was arranging all the cows, calves, everything. You see, if somebody has a hankering to see Krishna, one may not be able to see him, but Krishna will see him, surely. He is in the heart of everybody, is it not? So as soon as he understood that this devotee wants to see me, then Krishna came, you know, he twisted the tail of a calf which came running in front of the house. In the name and the pretext of taking the calf, Krishna came and stood in front of the house of the gopi with his flute beautifully playing. And then next moment, the gopi's heart was stolen away. She fainted unconscious, inside the house only. Of course, door was closed. And again she got up and saw Krishna was gone with all the cows and calves. So, what was the result of this beautiful darshan of Krishna that this gopi saw? The result is, when later on the door was opened, The people in the house said, "What is she doing now? Ask her to, you know, take the, you know, flour and powder it. Give her a bucket. Ask her to go and fetch some water. And also give the small baby in her hand so that she will become preoccupied with the baby. Otherwise she seems so lazy." So they gave her a baby, gave her a bucket, gave her some rope. Carrying everything, she was going like this. She was completely absorbed in remembrance of Krishna. So when she went to the big well, you know, instead of tying the rope in the bucket, she was tying it on the baby and putting the baby down. Somebody saw her, "Hey, what are you doing?" So this is the actual meaning of manmana. Manmana bhava madbhakto, we say, no? So manmana means one's heart is stolen away by Krishna, like this. So in this way, real Krishna consciousness steals away the vritti of our senses completely, and it is on a transcendental platform. Prabhupada writes in one place, in the beginning, even the tribals worship big mountains, big oceans. Like if go in front, like Jagannath Puri, we were watching the ocean. My Lord, what an energy, what vastness. You naturally get reverence. So this is the beginning stage, seeing the Shakti, becoming amazed by that. So they become Shaktas. And then they understand sun is the source of all energy. So they become Shauryas. Because Shakti, all the Shaktis come from the sun, they understand. Sun is the original supplier of it. Because without the sun, there can't be rains. Without rain, there can't be grass, vegetables, fruits, and animals cannot survive, and no one can survive. Everything is dependent on the sun. So then they become Shauryas. Then after worshipping sun, then they become Ganapatyas. They worship Ganesh and many other devatas also. After many, many lifetimes, one comes to the stage of Shaivas. Shaiva means worshipper of Shiva, wanting peace, shanti. They want some, you know, samadukka sukham. They don't want to become overthrown by sukha or dukha or shita or ushna or mana pama and things like that. So they worship Shiva. And beyond that they come to Vishnu, where they accept the super soul. And then the super soul is the master and the soul is subordinate. Similarly, you will find annamaya, pranamaya, manamaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya stage. Anandamaya stage is a stage where the Lord is my master and I am a servant. That relationship comes. Ananda is possible only in that platform, beginning from that platform. Otherwise, in the platform where one thinks I and God are one, there is only shanti. There is only balance. Zero, zero. There is no positive. So, the ananda is, can come when one, actually there is a joy in servitorship. To have a, Prabhupada says, just like this verse, Sarvadi Bhushanam Chandra, Prithvi Bhushanam Raja, like that he says, Narinam Bhushanam Pati. A young girl in a marriageable age is very disturbed if she is not getting a suitable match. And the age is going, she is becoming 22, 23, 24, 25. Sometimes one crosses 30, sometimes difficulty in getting married after that. So there is a tension. Parents are in tension, girl is in tension. Once a boy is matched properly, she gets married. Then a particular type of joy comes in her face. Similarly, as soon as we return back to Krishna's shelter by coming across a devotee in our life, a devotee becomes beautiful. The example is given. If you have a gold ring, you know, in the gold ring there is a diamond studded in the top. But the diamond is compared to Krishna and the gold ring is compared to the living entity. Living entity is also compared to gold. Why? Because sve mahimni sthitasya, that is used in the Bhagavatam. The living entity is also glorious because he is Achyutananda also. But he becomes more glorious when he accepts Krishna on his head. He becomes more glorious. So, but if you take away the diamond studded on the top, then what do you find in a gold ring? You find depression. You take Krishna out of the hearts of people, they will be depressed. You'll find. So, the whole world is suffering because of depression. and loneliness. So two problems in the world can be seen, inadequacy and insecurity. These two things. So because people are inadequate, the consumer culture is taking on in a big way. Buy this, buy that. You know, shop and you know, stop and shop till you drop. They say, no? You seen that? No? Why you drop? Because your pocket is empty. You drop. No? You know? So that is consumerism. Buy this, buy that. And they teach you also, you know, how to, you know, use credit card and become not only empty, you know, become a donkey also for life. You know? So in this way, the inadequacy is compensated for by accumulation. Get one, like sometimes people have 4, 4, 5, 5 cars in a house. One car for jolly ride in the evening. One formal car for the office, you know. One car for the son, one for the daughter, one for this, one for that. Sometimes you find plenty. Similarly, they have 8 televisions in one house sometimes. So, in this way you will find the consumer culture has expanded so much. Why? Because people feel inadequacy. They feel a need for possessing more. But the more we possess, more the maintenance, more human energy is spoiled in maintenance of that. And more human energy is spoiled, there is no time for Krishna, you see. Similarly, inadequacy is one thing. Insecurity. That insecurity causes loneliness, it causes depression, it causes a want of love from others. Actually, Prabhupada writes an interesting statement in Kunti Maharani's purports. He says, the living entity has to possess something. It's not that he can be devoid of everything. If he possesses Krishna, we have everything. No. There is one Odia saying, Sabu tyagi be taku paibu, taku paibe sabu paibu. Meaning is, if you give up all the attachment to the material possessions of the world, you get taku, taku means Jagannath. You will get Jagannath. And if you get Jagannath, you have everything. That's the meaning. You have Jagannath, you have everything. You have Krishna, you have everything. So we have to possess Krishna, then we have everything. But till we possess Krishna, there is always a competition, rat race, for possessing one thing and giving it up for a better material commodity. Gross, subtler commodities. Going for possessing more and more, possessing and leaving, looking for finer and finer things to possess, you see. Similarly, insecurity comes from lack of love for Krishna. In this world, if you see a beggar crying, you can understand he is actually crying for Krishna only. Why we give prasad? Because prasad is Krishna, so we give a beggar. Everybody in this world is crying only for Krishna. Like, you know, as well as Lokanath Swami was telling once, when they went on a Harinam to beach with a group of some 100, 200 devotees, one girl was running in the beach, and there were tears coming from her eyes, you know, torrents of tears. She was raising her hand like that and calling some name, and Maharaj asked, why is that girl crying? You know, if she wants, she can join Harinam, find out what happened, why is she crying? Then some devotees went and asked her, Mataji, what happened? Why are you crying? My dog, she was telling. She had lost her dog in the beach. She left her dog and went to purchase something. She turned around and she didn't find the dog. And then they came and told Maharaj, Maharaj, she is actually crying for the dog. Maharaj said, if I can cry for God like her, I would have gone back to Godhead. You know, he was telling. So, actually, one time when devotees were doing Harinam Sankirtan in the West, some intellectuals came to them and they called one of the devotees and said, why are the people so weak-hearted? And the devotee asked, hey, what do you say? Why are you calling us weak-hearted? Yeah, you are crying for God like this. What is the need? You should learn to be stable. You don't have to lose control of yourself, shouting God's names like this, you know, going in the street and putting a show like this, things like that. You don't have to cry for God like this. So the devotee could not immediately answer. He came back to Prabhupada and said, as soon as Prabhupada heard, Prabhupada said, in this world everybody is crying for somebody. And then Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is crying for Krishna. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam Govinda virahename. Where is Lord Govinda? Where is Lord Krishna? Where is Krishna? He is crying. And Prabhupada said, if you don't cry for Krishna, you will cry for something material. You cry for a woman or something. Man will cry for a woman, woman will cry for a man. You will surely, in this world, we have to become mad for someone. You will see that. One time His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swami had come here to Bombay for 10 days. One of the early morning Mangalartis, he made everybody dance in the temple hall. And when he sat for the Bhagavatam class, he looked at everybody and said, you see, the goal of life is to become mad, he said. And all the people are looking at each other. We have to become mad? Yes, mad for Krishna, he said. Why? Because Krishna is mad and Mohan. So, Krishna actually is Chitta Chor, we say, no? He is Makan Chor, Navani Chor, Dukul Chor, and Chitta Chor also. Raja Prasiddham Navanita Chauram Gopanganam Chadukula Chauram Aneka Janmadita Papa Chauram Chauragraganyam Purusham Namami Dhanam Cha Manam Cha Tatendriyani Pranam Chahritva Mama Sarvameva Palayate Kutra Dhritonya Chaura Tvam Bhakti Damnasi Maya Niruddha Raje Prasiddham Navanita Chauram Opanganana Chadukula Chauram. See, Krishna, below the age of 5 in Kaumara stage. What is the time now? I'll end in a minute. In the, you know, Kaumara, Pauganda, Kaishora. No? In Kaumara stage, Krishna stole butter. And between 5 to 10, he stole. Dukul is this previous chapter which we read, stealing the clothes of the gopis. There is in South India, there is one Nalaira Divya Prabandham. That's a beautiful pastime. One time in two ponds, one pond the gopas were taking bath. In another pond the gopis were taking bath. And they had a competition. They said, whoever will jump into the pond, take a bath, come back and wear all the dress properly first, they will be the winner. They said. So all of them jumped up and immediately they came back. They dried up the body, they wore. So what Krishna did? So Radharani wanted to get ready first. So she was wearing the dress, she found systematically somebody had stolen her one side of her ornaments. She didn't get the one, this thing, nose ring, and one earring. It was missing. She was searching where it is. And then she was reporting to her friend, saying, get it quickly. Everybody was searching here and there. And then they looked at Krishna's side. Krishna was already ready. Only he was ready on one side with Radharani's earring. And Radharani's nose ring also. Radharani's necklace also. He was wearing. So, the Vaishnava poet is singing, Anallan, Pennallan, Aliallan, he says. My dear Krishna, you are not a male, you are not a female, you are not a eunuch, you are beyond all this. Because you attract all species, nobody can understand how. You not only attract women, you attract men, you attract animals, you attract birds, you attract deers, you attract monkeys, and you are attracting everybody's heart. So what species you are, I don't know, he says. Krishna Bhagavan ki, Yantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.